something that has consumed my life over the last 2+ years has been an ongoing legal case. I guess also, you know, when I tell some of these stories, you know, both now and on future episodes of this, I will have to redact to some degree the names and parties involved in some of these things. But the message will always be accurate and true. So I've been involved in a legal case where we have been getting sued, for a very meaty seven-figure sum, and this has dragged on for about 2.5 years. And I guess, you know, and it settled a couple of weeks ago, which is why I guess I can and want to talk about it today. And you know, legal battles are something that people always talk about in business. And you know, there's always that old adage, that cliche of, you know, no one wins in a legal case apart from the lawyers. And I guess, you know, this was, you know, very much one of those cases where it's, you know, it's hard to be pragmatic. It's hard to to take your ego out of the situation, it's something that's so important, you know, for the overall good, for your sanity, you know, and ultimately to stop losing too much money. And it's, you know, as difficult as it is, you know, you've got to take that step back and not let pride get in the way. I mean, in this particular case, I mean, you know, from day one, and look, again, you'll have to take my word for this, it's, you know, very easy for me to say, and there's always two sides to every story, but from day one, you know, we've maintained and genuinely believe that, you know, that we never owed a penny of this money. You know, okay, maybe legally, technically, the people who were suing us had, you know, had some kind of grounds for this. Well, obviously, if they didn't, they would never have been able to get us to court in the first place. But unquestionably, morally, that money was not owed. And during the last couple of years, it has taken multiple six figures of legal fees, hundreds and hundreds of man hours of my time and my, you know, my team's time, you know, sleepless nights, lack of sanity, to get to where we were, you know, a couple of weeks ago when we were about to go to court. And again, you know, unfortunately, given how, given how strongly we felt that we didn't owe the money in the first place, it was kind of even further disheartening to know that, you know, our legal team felt that we didn't really have any chance of winning this when we went to court. And a couple of days prior, you know, we ended up settling all these cases. And, you know, we've had to pay out, you know, a not insignificant six-figure sum. And, you know, for the 2 or 3 days, you know, prior to making the payments, I mean, this was something I wrestled with day and night, you know, thinking, you know, should we pay this? You know, do we stand our ground? Do we dig our heels in? Because, I mean, I guess, you know, ultimately, even if we'd have lost the case, that wouldn't have, you know, that didn't necessarily have to be the end of it. You know, we could have appealed, we could have found other ways to try and fight. But I took the view in the end that enough time and negative energy had been wasted on this over the previous couple of years, and we paid the money. We drew a line and we moved on. And you know, so this isn't just a situation. You know, these situations don't just happen in business. You know, you can equate this to, you know, to personal arguments, maybe in a divorce battle, maybe even just, you know, domestic feuds, family feuds, etc., where very, very significant amounts of time and energy get lost on these situations. And, you know, I look back over the last couple of years of fighting this. And, you know, and the time that was spent and the money that was lost, you know, maybe if we'd have just paid this or done some kind of settlement rather than letting pride and ego get in the way a couple of years ago, I could probably have made that money back 10 times over, really. And I guess, you know, that's the message in this for me, really. Yeah, that's the story that I wanted to share. You know, you guys, anyone in business is undoubtedly going to get embroiled in some kind of legal disputes, you know, at some times in their career, and they don't have to be, you know, large scale ones like I've just talked about. You know, I'm sure we've all had a minor dispute with a supplier, you know, a few hundred pounds here, a few thousand pounds there, maybe even an ex-member of staff who's left you and decided to put in some kind of claim for a wrongful dismissal or some kind of misbehavior or whatever it is. And yeah, we always look at these situations, you know, from a position of pride, and what's right and what's wrong, and I think ultimately probably cost ourselves 10 times more. Now, that's not an excuse to let people get away with things. Again, you know, particularly when we talk about staff. It's very, you know, when you have an ex-member of staff, I mean, I tell you, over the years, in 20 years of employing people, I can probably remember 30, 40 plus instances where when people have left, you know, we've received some kind of claim for something, all spurious rubbish from disgruntled ex-staff. But the problem is, you know, these guys claim, they might be claiming a couple of thousand pounds. And the problem is, it's going to cost more than a couple of thousand pounds just in the legal fees to fight this. Never mind the time, the distraction, and everything else. And it's always a difficult one because, you know, on the one hand, you think, well, I need to take a stand here. You know, principally, I'm not paying this person the money. And also, you know, if the people in our businesses know that we're a soft touch, then every time anyone leaves, they'll probably stick a claim in because they know that we won't fight it, and they know that they'll be good to earn another couple of grand. You know, I think taking, let's say, the moral high ground, you know, looking at the bigger picture and where it detracts you from, you know, from your mission, from your day to day, is often a bit more important than kind of sticking to your guns and fighting your principles. So, long-winded story, but lots of different applications to that. And like I say, whilst I tell the story in the context of a big seven-figure problem, the same logic applies, whether it's for a few thousand pounds, a few hundred pounds, or even just a fallout with your brother or sister.